sectors. Also, the design, it seems, of the tax transfer system in Italy covers a tax credit for dependent spouses, further discouraging women's employment as secondary earners in their families. This disadvantaged situation for women has been artificially created and should be reversed on behalf of women with help of temporary special measures. Gender inequalities also is evident when it comes to equality of access to healthcare in Italy. Due to economic reasons and COVID repercussions, delays affected 10% of men and 13.8% of women for at least one health service, then 5.5% of men and more than 8% of women for medical examinations and treatment, and 3.7% of men and 5.2% of women for prescription of medications. Provisional data relating to the last 2 years indicate an aggravation of this situation following the pandemic event and shrinking number of beds in hospitals. Gender inequality in healthcare has already started affecting Italian women's life expectancies. This is what we can learn from research. Data shows that the gap in mortality rates has tended already to narrow for some time, and that health and life expectancy have improved in the last pre-COVID years more for men than for women in Italy. Also, in terms of obesity and cardiovascular conditions, where traditionally females' advantage was evident, the situation slowly tends to rebalance and not in favor for women. Immigrant women are especially affected, having restricted access to health care services. What temporary special measures are introduced in order to gain equal access to health care for advancement of women? Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.